But yet even this remains unclear. What is he implying? The physical-minded man, that is, the one who is deeply attached to worldly things, constantly occupied with them and outside the influence of the spirit, has the freedom to go everywhere and drift wherever he wills. However, someone who serves the spirit, guided and led by him, cannot always control his own intentions, having surrendered them to the authority granted from the spirit. It's as if a loyal servant, whose actions are always dictated by his master's commands, and who has no control over himself nor the ability to rest, makes a promise to his fellow servants, and then, because his master wishes otherwise, fails to fulfill his promise. This is what he implies by, "I don't intend according to the flesh. I am not beyond the Spirit's control, nor free to go wherever I wish. I am under his sovereignty and orders, the comforters, and by his rulings I am guided and directed. For this reason I could not come, because it was not the Spirit's desire." As it also often happened in the Acts, whenever he intended to go somewhere, the Spirit directed him somewhere else. Therefore, it wasn't because of fickleness that I didn't arrive, but because, being subservient to the Spirit, I follow him. Did you notice his usual logic? The very same thing they used to assert that he intended according to the flesh. The fact that he didn't fulfill his promise, he uses as proof that he intended according to the Spirit, and that the opposite would have been intending according to the flesh. "So what then?" says one. "Didn't he promise what he did in accordance with the Spirit?" Absolutely not. For I've already stated that Paul did not foresee every possible or expedient outcome. It is for this reason he mentioned in the previous epistle, "so that you could see me off on my journey wherever I go," 1 Corinthians 16:6, expressing this fear that after he'd indicated into Judea, he might be required to go somewhere else. But now, when his plan had been undermined, he pronounces, "and by you to be seen off on my journey to Judea." He presents his affection, that is, the intention to visit them, but he doesn't mention specifically his intention to leave them for Judea, which they are not involved in. However, when he had been proved wrong, he says here unhesitatingly, "to Judea." This situation also served to keep the apostles humble, so that none among them, Acts 14:13, would get more respect than they deserved. If despite all these they still wanted to offer bulls as sacrifice to them, what irreligious acts would they not have engaged in if they hadn't seen them display human frailty from time to time? And why is it astonishing if he didn't know everything that would happen, seeing that sometimes even in prayers he doesn't know what's best?